Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well. We're in the book of Philippians. We're in chapter 2 and ready for verse 14. Up to this point in the chapter, we have seen that Paul is reminding us who Jesus has been in humility and calling us to be united with the same kind of mindset like Jesus, as well as our need to continue to obey because obedience is worth it, because we are looking to truly realize our salvation in Christ. And so let's look to verse 14. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. Again, right away we see this partnership that Paul has been reminding his brethren of, that he has fostered with them, and he continues here in this passage. But notice what he starts off with, or at least where we started in verse 14. Do all things without grumbling or disputing. That's just good advice in general, but again, there's purpose behind that. It is so easy to grumble and argue about things, but he says, so that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, that we as Christians are to stand out in the world. It's just as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 as he's preaching the Sermon on the Mount, where he said, you are the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. The same idea is conveyed here in Philippians chapter 2. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. There's no doubt about it, folks. We live in a crooked and twisted generation just as Paul did then, so we do now. Things may change here and there to some degree as far as the means by which this world could be considered crooked and twisted, but even as Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun. We are still in a broken world because sin is present here. But as Christians, as children of God, as Paul indicates here, we are to live without blemish. And part of that living without blemish is making sure we're not grumbling and disputing about things. Does that mean that there are going to be no arguments ever? No, that doesn't mean that. But that we need to be mindful of our mindset, that we are not looking to argue and we're not looking to complain about things. We know the Israelites got in a lot of trouble about constantly complaining and arguing things as they were wandering in the wilderness those 40 years. But what we're supposed to do, as Paul indicates again in verse 16, holding fast to the word of life. Why? So that in the day of Christ, I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Remember, this is a personal letter between Paul and the brethren in Philippi. There's certainly much fruitful gain that we can get by studying this passage. But Paul is writing to them immediately here and saying, I don't want my work that I've done with you all to fall flat. I don't want this to be all for nothing. He says, I want to be proud of what I see in you all, what you accomplish in the Lord. Because he says there in verse 17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, remember right now he's in prison, he says, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. That there is much to be glad and rejoice about if we are doing the will of God. If we are recognizing, again, back in verse 13, that it is God who works in us both to will and to work for His good pleasure. But that's the question I leave you with today. Are you glad and rejoicing with me? Do you have salvation in Jesus? Are you holding fast to the word of life so that when the day of Christ comes, we're all ready to meet Him and praise Him forevermore? We'll be back tomorrow with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Unfortunately, we're unable to gather until further notice due to the coronavirus outbreak, but we are updating things regularly on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam and on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. We pray that you'll stay safe and healthy. God bless you.